Matt, it's Pat Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, doing well. How exciting have the last 48 hours, 72 hours been for you and your camp?
It's been great. It's been great being home, kind of share it with my family. It's been awesome, but like you said, it was an exciting weekend for sure.
So take us through how it all came together from your perspective. I know that your agent John's doing a lot of the work. So what's it like from your perspective as the player as this all comes to be on Saturday?
Yeah, well, like you said, a lot of it kind of goes through John, but we talked a lot, and I think I kind of knew that I love being in Calgary and love the city, and I know how great the fans are, and this team is going in such a great direction, so I was hoping I'd be able to sign a long-term deal, and it's just great knowing that I get to be here for many years to come.
Matt, that's one of the things that I think a lot of Flames fans were most excited about, was that right from the get-go, Craig kind of told us that when the team was on that New York trip where you were scoring every game on that trip, you had a meeting, and that was the first time that the Flames realized that you really wanted to commit long-term. What about the Flames? What about Calgary? What about being with this team made it so that you wanted to extend long term, and that was always the kind of always the preferred outcome here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things. Like I said, I think it's a great place to live. I've loved my time in Calgary so far. I love all my teammates and the staff, and I think the future of the Flames is looking really, really bright. I think everything's going in a great direction, and there's a new building coming. There's a lot to be excited about, and I think the best hockey is ahead.
It's funny, Matt. I remember seeing you. I think it was late August at a car dealership, and you were out there at an event, and you sat down and chatted with us. But at that time, you were wearing a Calgary Wranglers jersey and were representing the Wranglers at that event. You know, if we were to take you back to the end of the summer or even a year ago at this time, could you have seen this weekend's outcome and a 7-year contract extension coming if you were to put yourself back in your shoes at that time?
Well, I think I'm definitely grateful to have been given the opportunity that I was this year, getting to play with Michael and Blake early on in the year, and having that kind of work out and stick for a while. I'm grateful, like I said, to have been given that opportunity, and those two guys helped me out a lot, and really everyone on the team did kind of get more and more comfortable as the year went on. But I think for me, I just wanted to go into this past year and improve on the year before and take advantage of whatever opportunity I was given. So I'm really happy to be in this position, but I'm thankful that a lot of people helped me get here as well.
What's the reaction from your family been like?
Just really excited. Everyone's really happy, really excited. My parents have both been to Calgary a bunch of times. They love the city too. So yeah, it's been awesome, like I said, to be home, to share it with them. But just a lot of excitement.
I have to ask you before Wes jumps in. Did you see Mackenzie Weegar's tweet over the weekend?
I did. Yeah, I got sent that a bunch. He's you guys know he's the best. He's so funny. So not much else to say besides that we had a couple laughs about it.
Can you tell us anything about your Thunder buddy, or is that all private?
It's actually the crazy thing is that that picture that he took, like my bed actually broke like a day before that happened. So before like I got another mattress that came in, I was like, I just had an air mattress out for like a day or two, and it happened to be one of the times he came over. So he got a tough picture of me there.
Awesome. We're chatting with Matt Coronato, freshly extended on a 7-year contract over the weekend. It's Pat and Wes on Flames Talk. Wes?
Matt, congratulations, and thank you for clarifying that you do own a mattress. That was going to be a whole bunch more questions we might have had for you. So we're relieved to tuck those off to the side. You mentioned just kind of the gratitude that you're feeling and the opportunity that was presented to you this season at the Saddle Dome. But what made you ready for it, do you think? What made you ready to be a guy to take advantage of the chance and to score the way you did in kind of your first full season at the NHL level?
Yeah, I think a lot of the credit does go to my teammates, and I was put in a position to succeed. But I think for me, a lot of it comes down to trusting myself and trusting my abilities. And I think as the year went along, I think I built more and more confidence. And I think getting to play with such great players all year and being in situations like that really helped me out a lot.
We tend to focus in moments like this. You've just signed a big deal. We always talk about, okay, what's he done to get here? What's he done to earn this? But when you sort of look forward, because I know from our conversation over the weekend that you're already thinking about how to improve your game for next season and beyond. What's your biggest focus moving ahead?
I'm not sure if there's one specific thing right now. I think there's a lot of ways that I can improve as a player. I think being at the net is something I want to do more, and being around the net, with screening, tipping, that's a little thing. But I think I want to continue to be relied on in the defensive zone and be a complete 200-foot player. I still want to improve on my skating. There's a lot of different areas. I'm, like I told you this weekend, I'm already excited watching a little bit of the playoffs to get it going again next year. And obviously the goal for us will be getting into the playoffs. So excited to get back at it.
Did this season change or confirm anything for you in terms of what sort of player you think you can be at the NHL level?
I don't know that. I think for me, I definitely believe in myself and believe in what I can do on the ice. But I think I always want to continue to build on the type of player I can be and expand on ways I can help the team win. So I guess going back to your other question, my biggest goal is just to find more ways that I can help the team win and impact the game.
You mentioned you've been watching a little bit of playoff hockey. I know some guys prefer to just turn it off. They can't stand watching if they're not a part of it. But for you, you know, when you're watching those Stanley Cup games, watching that first round that just wrapped up last night, what's sort of going through your head? What are you watching for the most?
I think you just see the excitement and the intensity of those games, and I think for all of us, we were having so much fun playing in that meaningful stretch, those last however many games you want to call it, 15, 20 games, being in the battle and being right there. So I think that just drives us and fuels us even more to when we get to that time of the year next year, we know what we need to do to get in and get there. And it's the most fun time of the year to be playing in these types of games. You see it when you're watching it. And you even felt it playing it in that stretch before the playoffs. So I think it just gives you that drive to want to be there.
Just a few more with Matt Coronato of the Flames. He signs a 7-year extension over the weekend. You know, on the outside, we talked a lot about, you know, being in a playoff race and playing all those meaningful, important games down the stretch, and what it would mean to young players on this team like you and Dustin and some others. But now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, like, what can I know that you didn't get to where you wanted to go, but that was 81 really meaningful games the team played and so many big games down the stretch that your group found a way to win. What did you as a player learn from playing in those high stakes type games this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of things. I think something that sticks out is seeing how our older guys, our leaders, kind of kept a level head during that stretch. I know the intensity bumps up, but I think the mindset for our group stayed the same, which was really important, and I think it allowed us to have success. And that started with really a lot of our older guys. They're such a great group of veterans on this team with so much experience that I think they did a great job leading the way down that stretch, and we're probably the main reason why we were able to have success those last maybe 15, 20 games.
You mentioned specifically the opportunity playing with Michael Backlund and Blake Coleman. And we must have asked you about playing with them 100 times throughout the season. But, you know, you played with them for a good chunk of your year. How much did playing with two really complete veteran guys like that, how much did that rub off on you?
Definitely a lot. I've said it all year, but those two guys play the game the right way. They play hard every single night. They consistently do the right things, and they're both great leaders too. So having the chance to always be able to talk to them on the bench in between shifts, after games, during practice, all year was so valuable for me. And just watching the way they play too, watching shifts over, watching how they do the little things in the defensive zone. I think I was able to take a lot from them, and I'm still trying to take a lot from them and continue to apply it. So, like I said, just really grateful to have had the chance to play with them most of the year and learn.
Matt, it's funny. I remember the day you were drafted and one of the first two or three media events that you did officially as a member of the Flames, you were getting questions about, are you going to sign with Calgary long term? And, you know, there's been this thing in this market about U.S.-born players and whether or not they're going to stay here. I could tell you that for a lot of Flames fans, you signing this contract has really made an impact in a positive way. But that's never really the impression I get anyways. That's never really been something that you've thought about. Like, you, how grateful and how appreciative of this market and this organization have you been right from the start?
Yeah, I have been, definitely. I know that there's things that have happened in the past, but for me, I've been grateful to have been drafted by the Flames. Ever since they picked me, and from the first time I got to fly out to Calgary and go to development camp, I love the city. I now live in there a full 2 years. I love living there. It's a great place to be. The fans are amazing. There's so much support for the team in the city, and it's just so much fun to be a part of it. And I'm just really happy that I get to do it for a long time.
Okay, two last ones for you. First of all, what does the rest of the summer look like for you in terms of both, you know, getting ready for the upcoming season, and also outside of that, what does the summer hold for Matt Coronato?
Yeah, well, I'll be in Long Island with my parents and brother and sister for most of the summer, so it's nice to be around them and hanging out. But nothing too crazy planned for me. Maybe couple trips back to Calgary in the summer. It's it's awesome there in the summer. So nothing too crazy for me, but it's nice to be home and relax a little bit here.
Okay, and we always ask this, especially when guys sign their first big deal. What, like, have you figured out what the first big splurge is going to be? Like, is it a car? Is it, have we figured that out yet?
No, I haven't really thought too much about that. Just not really. No, I haven't given a thought. I'm sorry for the boring answer.
No, all good. Just sometimes you know right away, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of reflection and thought on it too. Matt, good stuff, man. Really appreciate the time. I know it's in the evening where you are right now. So thanks for spending a little time with us this afternoon back here. And more importantly, congratulations on the deal. That is awesome to see. Thanks so much for doing this today. Hey,
thanks so much, guys.